Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Stand Up for News. Ooh, ooh. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Stand up for you.
Stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Stand up now.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. They gave me a friggin' bell to play with, you guys.
All right.
I am Mac James, your host. I'm their co-host. This is Manny Avila. Say hi, Manny.
Hello out there in Radio Land.
Also, my other co-host, I'm his co-host, Captain Jim Marvin.
Hey, everybody out there.
And we have two special guests, two stand-up comedians. You introduce yours first. Go ahead, Jim. You brought her.
All right. Joining us all the way from over in Tampa, we have Sierra Lane. Say hello.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome. And then I brought Joe T. Izzo.
Hey.
All right, I'll start throwing quick stuff. Joe, how long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I started about like 9-10 years ago. I did it for about a year, and then, some things took me out of the game, and then I came back, off and on throughout the years, and now I'm back doing it probably about good 3 months solid this time.
So maybe 2 years you've been doing
comedy. Yeah,
right? In comedy math.
Off and on.
That's not too shabby then. Where's your favorite place to do open mics at? Oh, wait, time out. Our other co-host is on the line. WrestleMania, what's up, dog?
Whoop, whoop. Hey, what's
Welcome
up?
Welcome back. Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead. Joe, where's your favorite place to do open mics?
I do like If I Brewed the World open mic Sunday nights in St. Pete.
It's a great one.
Shout outs to Derek Drew that puts that on. I met Captain Jim there, actually.
Yes. Great spot. Definitely a comedian spot right there.
Which is great because I met Captain Jim on Grindr, so I'm glad.
I met Captain Jim on Grindr.
Me too.
I met both of you at Coconuts. Before now, it's Sunshine City or something like that, comedy club. Yeah. Jim, go ahead. You hit up your guest.
All right, Sierra, how long have you been doing comedy?
So, my whole life, because trauma. But, seriously, the past couple of months, I've been getting serious, so.
Tragic. Excellent. Comedy.
Where are some of the places that you've been playing?
I started out at Tampa Improv. I've done there twice. I've done Side Splitters, because I work there, and I've done Sunshine City Comedy Club, and I've done maybe one other one that I can't remember, but I'm also a host at a little bar and grill outside of Tampa as well now. So
tell us a little bit more about that one. Where can we find that?
So it's a little place called Pop a Beer, like Pop a Beer. And
did they get a mama beer to go along with that?
A little confusing. But the owners are really awesome. They're really trying to pop it off. They have amazing food. They got a round bar. It's a really nice place in there. So.
Right. We awesome. Will get it's Fridays, right? You say?
Fridays.
When's it start?
Yeah. 8:00.
What day? I mean, what date? Starting this
that
Friday
is a day.
Start last
we
Friday?
Started last Friday. Okay. It's every Friday. Now.
Weekly dope. If I get cut from work, I will come there. These boys are going to come and support. Robin's got her mic, every first Friday, so she can come and hang out. We like to support,
Yeah.
And we love hitting open mics. We're going to hit one right after this for Ace Williams' show, his Help the Homeless show over there off of Dale Mabry at the, what's it called?
American Legion. I think that's American Legion.
All right. Well, let's start out standing up for the news, you guys, because the news can't just stand up for itself. Oh, it was born without any legs. And it's in a wheelchair like all the time. And if someone tries to rough them up and take their lunch money, they call us. And we stand up for them. Stand up for news. All right. I got the first story. I hope, Sierra, you're ready with one, too, because you're next. All right. Here we go.
I have nothing.
May 12th, a man and his girlfriend walk their dog in the park, this the other day, and a 12-foot alligator gator grabs her dog and heads for the water. The man jumps on the alligator and saves the dog, a 12-foot alligator.
Oh, wow.
The dog is recovering from its wounds right now. The reptile, though, is the gigantic reptile, though, must not have been invested in that dog, I guess, because he's no investigator. But think about that, you guys. Do you love your girlfriend or her dog is that much to do a 12-foot alligator?
I do love my dog.
Dude, I would totally do that.
Jesse was great.
You just got your dog, didn't you, Joe?
Yeah, well, I have several. We have a new puppy in the house.
One.
Yeah. No, my wife actually asked me for a third child, and I went and got her a puppy, and like, you know, that's been about 7 years ago, so that's wearing off, so I figure bring another young blood in the house.
Would you fight a 1,000-pound alligator to save its life?
Depends on which one. Some of them have chewed some really expensive shoes up, and I'm like, still holding on to that.
Instead of chewing the gator will be chewing him. Yeah. Right. Sierra, your turn. You got some news to stand up for.
Well, this is more like entertainment news, which is super fun. I just saw the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and it was the most tear-jerking, amazing, inspiring movie that I've seen in a long time. Nice, we cried like five times.
I can't wait.
That's fine. No, it was so good. It's the story of Rocket the Raccoon. It's super good.
Oh. I don't know about tear jerking, but there's been a few times when I jerked and tears came out.
Me too.
I would say I tear jerked the Guardians of the Galaxy when they had Chris Hemsworth on there. Like,
down, big fella.
He is a very fine gentleman.
Joe Izzo, you got some news that you brought to stand up for, because the news can't stand up for itself.
So, this week in Pinellas County, these entrepreneurs are getting out of control. A 9-year-old, amidst the Ritalin shortage, brought methamphetamine to school. Talk about eyeing a hole in the market.
And Russell, that brings us to you, buddy. Welcome back.
Hey. I won't be there next week either because I'm doing a gig. So here we are.
Gay news for us or regular news?
Regular news. Here we go. No, this is fun news.
Okay.
Over last weekend, a DUI suspect switched seats with his dog to attempt to fool his arresting officer. When asked why he switched the dog seat to his seat, he simply replied, "I'm partially blind. He is my seeing eye dog."
Oh, my goodness.
You're silly. That makes sense. Nice. I can see that.
Okay, that bites. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go.
And now the man with a silky tongue, and his voice is so smooth it sounds like a silkworm just coming silk in his ear holes. Our ear holes, I mean. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, first off, Russell, James told me earlier that the officer who pulled that car over approached the car, saw the dog in the seat, and yelled, "Put the car in park!"
That was a joke I was going to tell you.
Oh, man.
Put the car in park. Put your paws on the steering wheel.
That was a collaborative effort.
No, we didn't decide who was going to really tell it. Go ahead.
Okay. A Trump advisor reportedly used his phone to show the former president a tweet from his political nemesis, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to fire him up before his appearance last week on CNN's town hall. After the town hall was over, Trump's advisor showed him a kitten video on YouTube to calm him down. Audience members say Trump repeatedly kept grabbing for the phone. Listen, Donald, they don't like being grabbed, even if you're a star. The kittens, I mean. I wasn't talking about that other thing that we can't mention on here. I mean on air. Oh.
I know that's right.
All right, let's see here. So a British woman who had sex with 20 ghosts claims to now be engaged with a spirit. This is true. You know, I think it's a three story. I'm glad that this woman finally found her boo. But it's a little depressing to see that this woman's paranormal sex life is so much more active than my normal sex life, you know? While she's been having sex with these entities with nobody, I just have been having sex with nobody. You know? Now, I have not had sex with 20 different ghosts, but I have had 20 different girls who ghosted me. You know?
Doesn't surprise me.
All right, Texas. Today, Texas signed a bill.
Can't see you.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
I thought we were done. My bad. Today, Texas signed. Did you have a tag for that?
I already said it.
At this point,
I'm sorry. Say it again. Say it again.
It's over. It passed. The moment has passed.
It won't hit this time.
Texas to sign a bill today, which they did, to ban surgery for transgender minors. That sucks since their insurance also doesn't cover black lung. Oh, you got the joke.
Oh, my.
Sierra, go ahead.
What do you guys think about Martha Stewart being on the cover of Sports Illustrated? That's pretty fun, right?
I did not see that.
She looks pretty good.
With somebody else's boobs.
Well, you know, I mean,
those are her boobs.
It's called Photoshop.
It definitely has a little bit of sparkling going on in Photoshop.
They're too voluptuous.
Wait, those are great New York
Russ,
boobs.
Russ, does she look nice in the video? In the picture, I haven't seen it.
She looks
good.
Oh, she looks pretty good.
Google for yeah, you, I mean, for, I'm gay, and I'm like, yeah, that look hot.
Oh, all right. does that mean she looked like a man? Now? Does that mean she looks more like a man in the picture? Or
no, I have a thing for boobs, okay, and I like boobs, and they were not.
I saw yours the other day, bud, when you were doing your show.
Yes, I did.
Quench, I saw a video.
God, I can't believe I did that. Anyway,
is that why you keep your own around, so you can just kind of...
Yeah, it's much easier to do drag because I don't have to do anything. You just tape them together, and there it is. I can't do that now. Never mind.
You know, Russell, speaking as a middle-aged man who finds mature women attractive and who appreciates creative solutions to common household problems, I have to say that Martha Stewart spread is a good thing. Could have been worse, James. That could have been, they could have chosen Rosie O'Donnell.
Now we're back to the dog one.
All right,
we skipped you, bud. Let's get back on track.
All right. So apparently this week it came out that AI has reached general level human intelligence, which means it's smarter than half the people that vote in this
country. I thought AI was a basketball player, so I'm a little shocked.
Oh, yeah. Right? I used to have his sneakers in middle school.
Now he's taking over the world. How?
Yeah. WrestleMania?
Okay, in Burnsville, Minnesota, it rained poop for multiple cars for about a minute at a drive-thru restaurant. It fully covered at least two cars. It is believed, because it's near an airport, it was released by a passenger jet. Oh, wow. This truly is a case of poop hitting the van.
Yes. All right, over to you, Captain Jim.
All right, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz honored the late pop superstar Prince on Tuesday by using purple ink to sign a bill dedicating a 7-mile stretch of state highway in his name. The road will now be called the highway formerly known as Minnesota Highway 5.
All right, this is a strange one, but true. A grandmother from Montana has gone viral for attempting to use a blow dryer to slow down local traffic. You know, initially she was caught trying to dry her hair with a traffic sign, but was quickly dissuaded when the sign read stop. You know? I have to say, this story really blew me away. I don't know.
You like that one, Matt?
Oh, got the whistle. I didn't get that. Maybe I got the dog whistle.
You got the.
I got the dog whistle. Nobody heard it.
Speaking of dogs, this week in Rome, a police canine finds 2,700 kilos of cocaine in 70 tons of banana crates that they shipped from Ecuador, I guess. Hey, Mr. Tallyman, tally up my cocaine.
He like come and me wanna do blow.
Gwen Stefani was quoted to saying, this coke is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yeah. But snorting bananas is hardcore, dude. Trust me. But don't worry, WrestleMania showed me how to do it.
Hey, James, did you know that?
I did.
James, did you know Americans have been conditioned to accept cocaine shipments in bananas for years by hearing the Chiquita Banana jingle? I'm Chiquita Banana, and I come to say we send cocaine bananas to you every day. And no wonder I go through 8 punches of those a week.
Only James would bring up a reference from like 1943. That was like the first banana commercial.
In right now.
Eat ya. Eat your banana.
What was that?
Hey, she is a very fine woman, and you will not disgrace her name like that.
It won the war, people.
The Planet of the Apes, the war against the monkeys.
Let's get back together, get our stuff together.
CIA, you're so crazy.
Sierra, take the mic over here.
Sierra with a C. You talking about me?
Yeah. All
right. So, speaking of bananas.
Bananas.
DJT, former 45th, just called a CNN reporter a nasty woman.
Ooh. I know her.
And he's innocent again, so.
Donald Trump?
Yeah, they didn't convict him of the rape thing and that civil thing. He got sexual battery instead. Did you hear that?
I did not.
Is that the kind they put in vibrators? Because they're sexual batteries.
I used Dollar Tree once.
Dollar Tree.
Well, he's innocent. He's a rape.
Oh, come on, Rusty.
You gotta go for the cheap. Even you gotta go cheap. Even when you're.
He didn't use his penis, so it's not rape. I guess is what the situation is. All right, well, Joe, go ahead, bud.
All right, so scientists have reported that lakes are drying out faster than they previously thought they would. So they must have seen my OnlyFans.
Or mine.
Just tumbleweeds.
Back to you, WrestleMania.
Okay, I have it's like a little list. I'm only going to do 4 or 5. I had 10, but I'm going to shorten it. These are predictions of what life will be like a year from now in Florida. Okay, number one, all male peacocks will be banned from the state of Florida because they are now called gay chickens. Number two, rainbows will no longer have color. They will only be in shades of white. Number three, all bears will be removed from Florida parks and zoos because they are deemed too gay. And my personal favorite, this will be the last one. Disney and Ron DeSantis will kiss and make up, and Ronnie will be cast as the lead in the live-action remake of Song of the South.
It's a lot of competition, though.
Uh-huh. He'll have a couple of sheets over him, but, you know, that's okay.
Nice. All right. James, in Fort Myers, Florida, police say a shopper who was packing pepper spray left a Publix without paying. Or, put more succinctly, a perpetrator plunders Publix packing pepper. Say that 3 times fast.
All right. He returned it to Pecker.
Oh, nice. Did he do it? Did you just do it? All right. A Mississippi man spent 15 hours as punishment for finishing last in his football league. He spent 15 hours in a Waffle House. All right. Unbeknownst to him, he broke the world record for the longest time spent in a Waffle House without getting shot. The previous record was 26 minutes. I'm always down for a good prank, but I think this is flat out harsh. You know, outside of a Walmart, I can't think of a more dangerous establishment to have, you know, hold somebody hostage in, you know?
Salem's.
You guys hear the new Ant-Man movie streaming live, and it's Ant-Man's available on Blu-ray as well as of yesterday. Yeah, I love the movie. I saw it yesterday. Yeah, I can't wait for the next one. It's called Uncle Woman.
Starring Rosie O'Donnell.
Back to you, Sierra. Here, you want to read one? You want to read one?
Sure can.
I usually hand them to people. So if you refuse to read them,
still,
you can't come back
to
the
show. Good luck. I know it's like deciphering hieroglyphics. I finally figure it out. Don't worry. Sorry.
Mike 1-2. I finally tried the new Beats by Dre. They tasted like plastic rubber. Well, a good doctor always says to have a rubber.
I shouldn't. Oh. Doctor.
Oh.
Get a beach like a vegetable.
Oh, my goodness. I think I said it
pretty good. Yeah, but it was.
Yes, you did.
I did bad. My best.
Yes, you did. That's the problem. Yeah. It's the bad part.
Yeah, you actually, of all the guests I've seen, you actually were able to get through one of his.
It's commendable.
Pretty good at reading hieroglyphics.
You want to try it? You want to try it, Joe?
All right. Let's try to decipher.
Try to read that caveman scratch.
I saw a picture of that politician lady, Dianne Feinstein. Jim was hot for her. More like Dianne not so Feinstein. More like Dianne Frankenstein-y.
Frankenstein-steen.
Dianne Frankenstein.
I got left over hooked on phonics books. Trace the letters.
See, I'm not the only one who brought in a tongue twister this week.
If you ever want to feel illiterate, come to Stand Up for News and read one of them.
Russell, yeah, let's get this train back on the tracks. Russell, go ahead, take
looks
over.
Like Ted Bundy's
like drunk. Just
a little comment. All right, I'll pick on that, James, and let's let Russell do his thing.
Yes, a little comment to that, and Hooked on Sonics and Polka is called karaoke. Anyway, Target has reported that they have lost $748 million in shoplifting theft. It's their own fault, though. Think about it. They have a big bullseye on the middle, in the right in front of their store. I mean, you know, I guess their slogan should be "Steal now and pay later and pay never." I mean, jeepers.
It's not the layaway plan; it's the takeaway plan.
it is. There's no layaway. There's runaway.
They're getting in trouble for rainbow baby clothes too.
What? What are you talking about?
LGBT. A little bit of something going on.
Target is.
They're getting a little bit of fire right now.
Oh, yeah. That's gay news. Why didn't you tell us that, Russell? You're in charge of gay news.
Gay is okay.
Gay is okay. Look, I've looked at him, okay,
Russell's
honestly.
Russell's a gay guy. So we
Russell
put him in charge of gay news.
I am.
Hey,
I am,
Russell,
I,
did you know that?
I am not gay. I'm heterosexually challenged.
You're heterosexually challenged.
No, I'm gay. I can say gay. I can say it. I'm going to say it. Gay. All right, there it is.
Gay.
You're pushing.
Gay,
oh,
gay,
wow, gay, gay, gay. You're a rebel, Russell.
I am. That's right. So, like, I have seen the clothes there, okay? I mean, some people are just freaking overreacting. But some of them are, okay, pink pastels on a boy. Hey, you're pushing it.
All right.
So
I heard you're known for overacting.
You know, again, just don't buy them, and you don't have a problem.
I know.
You put the buy in that buy.
You know, maybe that's what's being stolen. I don't know.
You put the buy in bisexual.
I put the buy in bisexual. Yes, I do.
All right, Russell.
Right, at least twice.
Russell, did you know a TV news anchor at a station in New York was immediately fired over an off-color remark that was picked up by an open mic? Other TV personalities nationwide have also been dismissed in recent years for remarks that station management deemed as, quote, off-center, off-course, off-topic, off-handed, off-the-mark, off-the-cuff, off-the-chart, off-the-chain, off-the-leash, off-track, off-road, off-putting, off-smelling, or just plain awful.
What the thing?
I need a night off.
But a wow!
Hey, you got off on that, didn't you?
Jim is the shade of white is off color.
Jim is what you are, Jim. But his personality is on color with white.
Hey, that's
we love you, Jim.
I know, of course we do. In an interview, Barack Obama reacted to his wife Michelle's claim of not liking him for 10 years of their marriage. Mr. Obama, don't take it personally. The rest of us have been disappointed in you for far longer than that.
Should we include a joke that Robin couldn't be here, but should we include one?
Got this thing I wanted to talk about. On TikTok today, Song Ruin commented this on Mac James's open mic set he posted for Stand Up for News from the Lucky Lizard Tap House open mic comedy show Mondays at 8 p.m. that we have every week there at Madeira Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, this week we have Gene by Gene headlining and Robin Host, one of the Fringe Festival winners, who's always with us on here at Stand Up for News. She's not here today. She's doing a family thing. But anyway, this is what the guy said on my thing, and I quote. He said, which it was a decent set. Now, I wouldn't post a set where I bombed on TikTok. You know? He said, Jesus.
Well, where you think you did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for an open mic, it was pretty funny.
Just kidding.
There's some good riff in the crowd. Anyway, this is what he said. Jesus, this guy is so insecure. Not every joke is going to smash, bro. Song Ruin. This is his name, Song Ruin. Your mom is actually the only joke I ever actually smashed.
Ouch. Ooh,
that's what I heard.
Right,
I'm going to clip this. And
I was there, though. I did see it.
Yeah. It wasn't like a...
And I got to say, I'm sorry I wrote that on TikTok.
You said that because
I didn't mean to. You know,
I called out a comedian's girlfriend for not laughing at anything until he went up.
It was a joke.
And everybody was laughing.
She probably came back and found you.
Yeah, it wasn't that funny.
That was her.
And his shirt smells like crayons.
Say, and like, I banged your mom's song is ruined. The polar opposite.
4 minutes left,
she goes
boys.
To my gigs and doesn't laugh at any of them.
You want to feel the crowd out for real. You don't
He's in desperate need of attention. He needs to get spanked in public. I can do that.
Russ, that's your solution to everything.
You can't spank the world's problems away.
I get you, dog. Give it a shot.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing I forgot to tell you. 2 days ago, a pregnant lady was pulled over by the police. It was in South Carolina. And because they smelled cannabis, they asked her to get out of the car. And then when her stomach fell open on the ground, 3.5 pounds of cocaine fell out.
Wow.
I bet that baby was high AF.
Cocaine baby.
That baby should be a comedian since it's already on crack. And it also came from a crack. The good doctor, Dr. Dre, I guess, even smacked him on the crack.
Yeah. Talk about baby powder, right?
That's expensive baby powder. Yeah.
They're running out of that stuff, man.
So. Whose turn is it, Jim? It's your turn, buddy. I just skipped you.
Sierra?
You skipped us.
No, it was Russell, and now it's you.
Okay, excellent.
I think. I don't know. Who wants to go? Somebody talk.
I just work here.
Yeah, right? New Jersey has just passed what is known as a, like, quote, Seinfeld law that requires telemarketers to identify themselves and the number they're calling from in the first 30 seconds of contacting anyone by phone. The law also requires that the phone call be about nothing. That's
nice.
I have an extended warranty to sell.
So, apparently in the U.S., strip club dancers are forming a topless union. There's no limit to the heights they can soar.
Yeah, climb that pole all the way to the top.
With only 2 minutes left in the show, I want to mention that we do have Tommy Chong back for another interview to complete the trilogy. The first two were amazing. The pod I did with Linda Marcus Smith, God bless your soul, and thank her for giving us the connection to talk to Tommy for the third time, fourth for me. But that will be on the 21st of June. We'll do it on the pod, and then we'll come in here and edit. We'll have it edited to play
podcast
some clips.
Coming soon. It's going to be on
Stand Up for News.
Yep, there you go. But yeah, podcast coming on the way. The first guest we plan on it being Tommy Chong. You know,
so I gotta say one more thing to you guys.
Okay.
After almost 40 years, MTV has been canceled. Did you guys hear about that? It's gone forever, parking itself in the junkyard. ATV News, however, is still on all four wheels. That's so dumb, you guys. All right, who wants to plug? Hurry up, you got a minute.
All right, so May 30th, Tuesday night, you can check me, Joe Izzo, with Jeremy White and Larry Mayer at the Drunken Mullet in Hernando Beach, okay? I will be doing the feature, and Jeremy will be headlining, and we will be telling a lot of poo-poo caca jokes.
Sierra, where are you performing next?
I'll be at a lot of open mics around Tampa, but I'm trying to get a lot of open mics for me to be the host. But right now, every Friday at Papa Beer right outside of Gibsonton. Look it up.
We're going to be there to support.
Tampa, so.
Right now, we're all going to the VA or whatever it's called, right?
VFW.
All right, Stand Up for News. That's our show.
All right.
Good job, you guys. That was pretty funny stuff.
Yay.